It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. I'm Bill Enright, and of course, joined by my co-host Anthony Grace, a.k.a. the PPR Monster, and Kevin Collins is our producer, keeping us on the air and taking your phone calls at 855. Oh, that's the wrong number. I don't have the right sheet in front of me. Anthony, how you doing today?
Well, 855-PATS-500, Bill?
That's it, 855-PATS-500. 855-728-7500. Well, what is this other number? You know what this is, Kev? This is my old number.
Hello?
Hello? We played it.
Hello?
We give the phone number to give out the right, to get the right calls. Hello? 855-728-7500. My mistake.
It's all right. It feels like it's been 3 months since we've had a show.
And it's only been a week.
Long time, yeah.
It feels like three months. Long week.
How you boys doing?
Wonderful, you know, another good week of football, another couple wins in the fantasy world. Nothing to complain about. What about you, Bill?
I had a big Survivor Pool win this week with the Buffalo Bills, and thanks to Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins coming through in the clutch. I love it.
Yeah, that was huge, man. That was huge. I was very nervous because I knew the Seattle Seahawks had lost, so out of 1,700 people left, the pool started with 1,700, and now there's only 150. I still got two spots left.
All right, yeah, good to go. Nice cash prize at the end there.
Oh yeah, big one.
All right.
The only problem with it is my entire town is in this pool. So when you win, it's not like you can, you know, put
that
money.
They know where to find you.
They know where to find you. Yeah. They want you to buy. Let's go out for breakfast. I'll see you at the bar. Buy me a drink. Let's get some coffee. Everyone knows you got some cash.
Yeah. That's what happens when you got the big bucks rolling in, man.
That's the only problem.
More money, more problems.
Got a great show planned as we recap Week 7 and dive into Week 8. I feel like I say this every week, but it's true. This season is going by so fast. It's the fact that we're already in Week 8, to me, is just crazy.
Yeah, halfway mark already.
See, that's the thing. It's officially the halfway mark, Week 8.
Oh, man, that's great. Yeah, it is. It always just flies by. Time just goes so slow to get here. And once it hits, it's gone, man.
So if you're in your 10-team, 12-team league and six teams make the playoffs, you probably need six or seven wins to get that final spot. Six wins will get you in a 10-team league.
Definitely
you may need seven in a 12.
Yeah.
You might get six. You know, six might be all right.
I do all 12 teams, and usually that 7 win gets you in. Sometimes one of those lower, like, 500 teams will make it in there. But usually 7 wins, and you should feel pretty comfortable about your chances.
Right. So it's Week 8 now. That means you have Week 8, Week 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You have 6 more weeks to get to that 6th or 7th win. So you might need to win, you know, six more weeks.
Yeah,
four of the next six, three out of the next six. You might need some help in with the guys in front of you in the standings, or you may need to hold on to that first place so you get to buy. That's what I'm starting to look at. Like, for instance, my dynasty team, I'm 6-1, and I looked at the standings today, and I'm in second place. Actually, it gets even worse. I'm actually in third place. 6-1. I'm in third place. Because first place in my division, it doesn't go by head-to-head. It goes by points for, which I'm fine with that. I think that's fair. I beat them 2 weeks ago. They have more points than me. Whatever, that's fair. They can be in second. They can be in first place ahead of me. But the guy in the other division is 4-3. And he's going to end up getting a bye. That's why I think divisions in fantasy football is so stupid.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get the bye as it stands right now, and not me. He's 4-3. I'm 6-1. I have a .85 winning percentage. I'm on a six-game winning streak.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, we decided that in my main league a few years ago. We had a couple divisions, and like you said, people were getting in with these really crappy 500. You got four teams in one division that are just blowing everybody out, yep. And you have to put people in from these other divisions. So we just do one big division, 12 teams, head-to-head record, tiebreakers, total points, four. That's it.
I mean, divisions, really, it does nothing in fantasy football. It doesn't do
sucks.
Anything.
It, yeah, it ruins things.
So I'm a big... I'm a big opponent, not proponent. I'm a big opponent of divisions. I think they're very dumb.
Yeah, agreed. 100%. When Bob from accounting gets in the playoffs and wins the championship at 5-8, you're real pissed off for the next year. So
damn it, Bob. go crunch a number.
Get your calculator and get out of my face.
The correct number is 855-728-7500. 855-PATS500 is the phone number. You can always email us web or radio@patriots.com. Hit us up on Twitter @FFChamps. You can follow me @BillEnright. You can follow Anthony @ThePPRMonster. Got a lot to do today because there were a lot of injuries to the running back position specifically. We're going to go over the waiver wire. There are two teams on the bye, the Giants and the 49ers. Not a big deal. But something that's driving me a little crazy as we jump ahead to week 8. Do you know what time the Falcons and the Lions start this weekend?
Yeah, I saw this the other day. I was looking at my lineup for this coming week, and I saw 9:30. I was like, that has to be 9:30 p.m., right? Nope. 9:30
a.m.
In the morning.
Like, are you nuts with that, NFL?
Oh, my God.
It totally screws up everything that we do on FFChamps.com on game day. It messes up everything. Because I do the webcast at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're probably going to be in, like, the third quarter of that game. Now, a lot of people are going to be dealing with the Calvin Johnson situation. Maybe Reggie Bush, too.
Yeah.
Now, I like the fact that, you wake up at, what, 7:30, 8 o'clock on a Sunday. 9:30, you're eating your bagel, having a coffee. The game's on. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be nice for that. But like you said, if there wasn't major injuries in this game, it wouldn't really make a difference. But
everything else is going to be screwy.
It's going to be tough. And being that early in the morning, I don't know if maybe I'm the only one thinking this way, but coming off these games, flying over to London, the big time difference, it's probably going to be a sloppy-looking game, I think.
I wonder why
they're doing it this way.
Who played the Raiders and the Dolphins played, right? Wasn't that game at like 6:30 or something?
It was 1 o'clock our time, and I think it's a 5-hour difference. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, yeah, so why the heck are they doing it this way? This doesn't make any sense to me.
Weird, yeah. Maybe it's an afternoon 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock start for them over there, but you're inconveniencing everybody else, London. Thanks.
Now, I know one of our listeners is from Hawaii. Yeah, he hits us up on Twitter. Oh, my God. He hits us up on Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
He's from Hawaii. The game must start for him at, like, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
6 hours behind us, 5 hours behind
us,
something like that. Ugh. That's tough.
A buddy of my league lives in California, and he's always bitching and moaning that the game starts so early for him.
10 o'clock's not that early.
Well,
I guess
he's in that California lifestyle, man. You know,
yeah, laid back and doesn't really care. That's I love it.
Yeah, good for him. All right, let's get into some news and notes from around the league. We'll also do the injury report before we get into the Week 8 waiver wire. Talk about some of these games this past weekend. I mean, there were some, like I said in my survivor pool, there were some big upsets. Seahawks getting taken down by the St. Louis Rams. What'd you think of that fake punt play?
Yeah, that fake punt. Oh, man, that faked everybody out. I was just watching it. Nothing happened. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Nobody's got the ball. All of a sudden, touchdown. It was wonderful to watch on TV. And when they kept replaying it, it was great what they did. I mean, Seattle doesn't look like the team that won the Super Bowl last year, these last couple of weeks, that's for sure.
Now, I think the Rams were up like 21-3 or something like that in that game.
Yeah.
And they were up against the 49ers, too. Remember that a couple weeks, 2 weeks ago on Monday night? So I'm glad they won this game. You know, they held on to the lead. Good for them.
Pulled it off.
For whatever reason, I root for the Rams. I don't root for them, but like I just feel happy for them when they win. I don't know why. I think it's because I like Jeff Fisher.
It's just one of those teams that's always in such limbo. Like, they're never usually great. They're never usually horrible. They're just floating in that middle okay usually every year. And you always want to see them get over the hump because it's always nice if it's not your team. You like to see a different team get into the playoffs and maybe make a little noise. And I feel the same way. The Rams are one of those teams that they're always getting a little bit closer each year. And I mean, this year obviously taking a step back. But when they get closer and closer, it's a team I don't know. I don't hate them.
Yeah. Right, it's not one of those teams that I hate, and there are plenty of them in the NFL.
Oh yeah,
that's a good point. And speaking of the Rams' opponent, the Seahawks, they made big news last week. In addition to losing to the Rams, they traded away Percy Harvin.
Yeah, no more Percy Harvin. He wasn't really doing anything for him this year anyway, so
he really wasn't. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know how this affects any Rams Seattle players. I'm sorry for fantasy implications. Really, not much, I don't think, but. The Jets, interesting situation with him going over there. Who do you think this benefits the most?
Well, I do think Doug Baldwin gets a little bit of a bump. We saw it last week. He had over 100 yards.
Yeah, he's going to be the favorite there now for sure.
But they are a run-first team.
Yes.
And I would almost argue that Russell Wilson is their second biggest option, other than him passing the ball, the second biggest option in terms of production because he runs as well. I think this is the second time we saw him this year to gain over 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, two of the last 3 weeks, I believe.
Right. So it's Lynch, and then it's Wilson, and then it's one of the receivers. Whereas for some other teams, you know, it's like DeMarco Murray, Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
But it's really Wilson's their number two playmaker other than him passing the football. But for the Jets, you know, we saw Eric Decker have a good game against the Pats last Thursday. I'm not a believer in Geno Smith yet, but... I mean, Jeremy Curley, Jeff Cumberland were his main targets the last couple of games, other than when Eric Decker was hurt. So I can't blame him for playing poorly. I mean, the guy was throwing to receivers that I feel like I was playing high school against.
Yeah.
By the way, Jeremy Curley signed a 4-year contract today for $16 million. He looked ecstatic, as our good friend Mike in New York City pointed out. But, hey, you know what? Percy, we know he's talented, but he's just a jerk.
Yeah, not a good guy from everything you read. Problems in the locker room, starting fights. Yeah, always seems to be talking a lot of trash about his quarterbacks. Happened in Seattle. I mean, what they were saying is Russell Wilson got upset with Percy Harvin. I feel like if Russell Wilson's upset with you, something's got to be wrong. Because that guy is so level-headed and calm, it's unbelievable.
Right, right.
So I don't know, but I think Eric Decker gets a nice jump in production because of this. Actually has someone across the field now that's a legitimate receiving option, deep threat, going across the middle. He can do everything, Percy Harvin. So I think Eric Decker gets the biggest fantasy boost because of Percy Harvin coming there.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'd rather have Decker on my team than Harvin.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, Geno Smith, like you said, he does look better than he did last year. He's, you know, on pace to more touchdowns, less interceptions. That's what you want to do, being a rookie. So
yep.
Geno Smith does look good, and that Patriots game, he led a potential comeback at the end of the game.
Yes, he did. And, you know, it was weird that Percy was traded on a Friday. The Jets played on Thursday. The guy wasn't injured, but I had to take him out of my lineup. I had to take him out of my rankings, I mean. Harold Smith is out.
That's an odd situation.
It was just like a funky... Yeah, I've never seen that happen before. It was just kind of weird.
Definitely.
So speaking of players moving around on the depth chart, how about Kirk Cousins getting benched for Colt McCoy?
Colt McCoy.
Comes in and leads the Redskins to a victory. Throws a 70-yard or 80-yard touchdown pass to Pierre Garçon.
Yeah, that first pass, a long touchdown, got Pierre Garçon back in the fantasy world and relevant again. So we'll see what happens, but Colt McCoy is going to be starting this weekend against the Cowboys in Dallas on Monday night, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know why Colt McCoy is really the better option than Kirk Cousins. I just can't. I don't know. Do they really see something in McCoy in practice that they're using him for in place of Cousins?
Yeah, I don't
know. I feel like Gruden's going to regret that decision.
Yeah, it's not going to go well. Look, Kirk Cousins not looking tremendous. He does tend to turn the ball over a lot, but he's not putting up. It's not just him. That whole team is just not playing well. You can't just say it's because of Kirk Cousins. So You're going to see what you got with Colt McCoy, but same thing. He's a downgrade from Kirk Cousins, so we'll see how long this experiment lasts, maybe till the second quarter on Monday night.
Some more items to recap week 7. Peyton Manning broke the all-time touchdown record. I'm sure everyone was sick of hearing all the Brett Favre and Peyton Manning comparisons. Demaryius Thomas had a monster game in that one. As you and I predicted, Anthony, Demaryius Thomas would be the number one receiver of 2014, and he's certainly on his way to doing that, making us look very good in the process. Let's see. Packers really took it to the Panthers. You know you're getting blown out when DirecTV stops carrying your broadcast. Like, I was watching, so the bar that I go to has every game, has, 14 televisions. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing, two, I think it was the Jets. No, I'm sorry, not Jets. They play on Thursday. I'll tell you exactly what it was. It was the Dolphins and the Bears. All of a sudden, I'm watching the game, and I'm seeing Jay Cutler. I'm like, what happened to Aaron Rodgers? So I yell over to the bartender. I'm like, hey, Vic, put the Packer game back on. And she gave me such attitude. I didn't change it, Billy. The network did. I was like, oh, damn. Like, they were getting blown out so bad that the network took them off the DirecTV cable package, the Sunday ticket package. It was like 37-3.
Oh, my God. That's rare. I've never seen that happen where they...
Neither have I. I didn't change it, Billy. I was like, oh, damn. Give me another Sam Adams. Yeah, she had some attitude. She was packing some attitude on Sunday. And I feel bad for her. She's the only girl. First of all, she's beautiful. And she's the only girl in there. It's all guys. And it's all for my fantasy league. And we just harass her the entire time. So she gets, she gets a little fed up.
Yeah, she must hate herself every Sunday.
Well, I'm sure she loves the tips she gets.
Well, yeah. If taking care of her, I'm sure it's not a big deal. But a bunch of you guys being all rowdy for 7 hours.
Yeah.
Good luck.
The Bengals got embarrassed by the Colts. The Jags won their first game of the year, beating the Browns. How did the Browns beat the Steelers and then lose to Jacksonville? That's something that I don't understand.
Yeah, that was a tough game to watch. So I don't know how that happens, but... Brian Hoyer, a few weeks ago it looked like there was no more Johnny Manziel talk. We're going to have to queue it up again this week because it's probably going to be happening.
As you know, the Fantasy Football Champs radio show here on Patriots.com is brought to you by DraftKings. You can win $1 million in Week 8 by going to ffchamps.com/million. DraftKings gave out another $1 million in Week 7. A guy named Ray of Hope won with 241 points, which to my knowledge is the best lineup in the Millionaire Maker Tournament all year. Highest score. 241 points. He really hit on pretty much everybody.
It's a lot of points. I was looking this up earlier, to see who won, what kind of team he put together. And it says his name is Ray of Hope, and then in parentheses, 64. 64 teams he put into this thing is what I'm assuming. Insane, but
did he put in that many?
It seems that's what happened. Anytime there's a parenthesis next to someone's name, they just have multiple teams in the competition, and he was Ray of Hope number 64. I don't know how many teams he put in there, but I guess if you invest a couple thousand dollars and win a million, it's worth it.
There was another fantasy football program that will remain nameless that I occasionally listen to when I'm in my car. And they were having a big debate on, rooting for the guy with only one team compared to the guy with 64 teams, we had in this case. So I didn't realize that was the guy that had the 64 team entry because they were talking about him on the air.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of that.
It's tough if you have that much money to put out in front to just take a chance and maybe not make any money at all. Then, $1 million is a lot of money, but maybe you're okay, and you don't need that much money anyway. But if he won it, what can we do? Bragging rights, he's a champion. Congratulations.
You're right, it was him, 64, because the OSU base guy that came in second place, he only had three, and they mentioned him too.
Oh, man.
Everyone was rooting for the OSU base guy.
Like we said last week, there's just so much luck involved too, so you just got to hopefully hit the nail on the head with your team, and... When you put 64 in there, I guess you got a damn good chance to hit the nail on the head pretty squarely.
Well, the good news is we are giving away a free entry to anyone that goes to ffchamps.com/million. So you can certainly use that to your advantage in Week 8. Like I said, this guy's team is nothing it's nothing crazy. Like he didn't have, I'm trying to think of like some really, he didn't have Martavius Bryant, or he didn't have who was the tight end that scored, Gavin Escobar. Okay,
yeah,
he had regular everyday players: Russell Wilson, Le'Veon Bell, Marshawn Lynch, Golden Tate, Demaryius Thomas, Sammy Watkins. Those were his big boys. Those were the guys that scored him a lot of points. So was Russell Wilson. Dwayne Allen, good game. Roddy White, excellent game. And then he had the Browns defense. So he scored 241 points, but he wasn't doing it with no-name players that happened to blow up. You know, I want to remind everyone of Sebastian, who in week two took home $25,000 using some of our rankings. You know, we do a great job with highlighting the players to use, highlighting the players to avoid, using some of our tools, our matchups, the over-unders on Vegas. We usually have our friend Nick on Thursday's show to discuss the overs and unders. So, you know, I want someone, if it's not me, I want someone from our show or someone of our listeners to win the $1 million. Like, I don't know who this dope is, Ray of Hope with 64 teams. Get him out of there. I want one of our guys to win. If it's not going to be me, might as well be someone I know.
Damn right.
You feel me?
I do. I enter every week. No luck yet, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, got another one this week. Maybe this is the week.
This could be the week.
No whammy.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. Matt in Columbia has been very patient. How's it going, Matt?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, brother?
Matt.
Good. I got a great question for you.
I got to be honest with you. The phone connection is, it's terrific from where you are.
Is that better?
Much better.
All right. So I got a trade question for you. I'm in a 12-team half-point PPR. I had Spiller went down. I've got for a running back. I've got Matt Forte right now. I've got Shane Breen, and my only backup right now is Hill. My buddy is, his wideouts are decimated, so I'm looking to trade the wide receiver from Andre Johnson's wide receiver too. Whoever Hawkins.
Yeah, D-Hop.
For Oliver.
I would do that.
Yeah.
You're getting Oliver?
Yeah, I'm getting Oliver and giving up Hawkins.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And just to let, like, I've been using the drafting stuff that you guys have been putting on. I won $50 last week.
Matt. Work. What did you do? You do a head-to-head, a multiplier? Which contest did you do?
I did some 50-50s and some head-to-heads, just the $1, $2 stuff, but I was using Bo Dog's articles and Terry O'Four's articles, super, super awesome articles that they put up, and, you know, props to them. And I won $50 last week. I'm in the positive, which is huge, and, you know, just playing a little nickel and dime 50-50s and, you know, winning a couple bucks, so it's fun.
That's awesome, Matt. Thank you so much for saying that. I know those guys appreciate it, and I'm certainly happy that you won some money, too.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that. I'll definitely do that trade. And by the way, I'm first in my league and 6-1, looking to go all the way.
Count it.
Nice.
Love hearing that. Thank you for the call, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
It's great to hear that our listeners are having success. Our members are winning their contests at DraftKings. Now, Matt brought up a good point. He's just starting out. He's not doing these crazy $500 entries. He's doing small tournaments, $1, $2 tournaments, and you do enough of those, you put down $20. You do some $2 tournaments, you're in 10 different things. You can win $40. You can win $30. And he mentioned Dan's article, he mentioned Nick's article. These guys aren't just doing this for, you know, the glory and the fame. They're doing it to help people out because they know what they're doing and they have really good strategy. And the content that they put out there, it's top notch. So I got to give those guys credit. It's always great to hear from whenever anyone calls in and says, "Hey, you guys helped me win some money, and I'm in first place in my league." That always makes me feel good, and I'm sure our writers feel the same way.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward every week to reading from Nick and Dan every single week. I love the articles they put together, the little back and forth with their lineups. It's great. I love it. They do great work for us.
Now, I didn't get to do my article last week because my computer burned out. Uh-oh. Usually I do the Best Buy and the Over-Under.
Yeah, I didn't see
not,
that.
Not the Best Buy. The Best Buy and the Overpriced.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it last week because my Mac, like, I don't know what happened to it.
Well,
you know, it's weird. When you bring your computer to the Mac store, like, they don't tell you what happens. They just say, "Oh, we'll fix it." And then they bring it out, like, you know, the next day. "Oh, it's all better."
We got this.
Okay. What happened? "Oh, you know, the programmer, blah, 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 the mother, blah, 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 you know, they speak a different language." Not... that they don't speak English. They speak tech to you. And I don't, I'm not computer techie.
Yeah, I'm not tech savvy at all.
Yeah, so when you're telling me about the RAM that connected to the motherboard and how it was hardwired to the solid state hard drive, I'm just like, all right, man, you know, is it going to work?
It works. It, all right, we're good.
Okay,
we're good.
Yeah. That's enough.
That's it.
Can I get
that's
the iPhone 6? Yeah. Thank you.
iPhone
so,
6
So, yeah, I didn't
large.
Get to do that article last week.
That's all right.
Keeping with the phone lines, our friend Todd in Pennsylvania is on the line. He's in a 10-team standard league. Hello, Todd.
Hey, guys. I want to personally thank you guys. I'm in a 10-team standard like I told you guys, and I'm winning my record of 6-1, and I'm leading the point total. So it's about an $1,800 payday in the year.
Hey, hey now, that's nothing to cough at. Nothing
there you
to
go.
Sneeze at.
Yeah, it's a $500 buy-in, and there's a $100 weekly win. I won that twice. I almost won it last night, but Antonio Brown screwed me, so...
Todd, I got to put you on hold for a second. Kevin, do you hear what you're hearing? Is that only from my headphones?
No, it's really bad.
Todd, if you can you turn down like your radio or your computer speakers? I think we're getting some interference. But go ahead. Go on with your question.
Anyhow, my running backs are kind of killing me. I have Eddie Lacy, and he's hit and miss. And my other running backs are pretty much injured. I got Reggie Bush. I got Darren Sproles. I got Pierre Thomas. And they're pretty much all injured, and I'm going to have to go to waiver wire to find something. But my waiver wire screwed up because I'm the last in my league for picking up on waiver wires.
Okay.
So, I guess I'll have to pull somebody off the list, off the waiver wire list.
Yep, that's what's going to happen. I don't know. His phone line, is it? It's got to be his phone, right?
I hope so. Either that or he's turning into a freaking robot.
Do you know what it sounds like? Do you remember the...
sounds like he's at the bottom of a well.
No, the Masters of the Universe movie. Do you remember that movie?
No. What the hell is that?
He-Man?
I know Who-Man.
Yes.
No one knows what I'm talking about?
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe?
Yeah, yes. Ah. Remember that, like... that magical keyboard that they had to play to get back to, like, to open up the portal or whatever?
Yes.
That's what that sounds like.
It does.
Oh, that's exactly what that sounds like.
I knew it sounded like something from childhood, couldn't put it together.
That's what it is.
That is definitely it.
100%. 100%. I don't know what that, remember, like, what that stupid little dwarf, like, they're like, oh, you gotta do the synchronizer. And they go, like, to the musical store, and they, like, put this contraption together. That's what that noise sounds like. But our buddy Todd Todd in Pennsylvania, feel free to call back. Maybe Kevin can, like, reset the phones or something. I don't know what you do, Kev.
I can do that during the break.
Kevin does, like, some magical thing during the break, and, like, it always fixes it. But, like, Kevin's like the Mac Store guy. Like, I don't know what he does, but, oh, it's fixed, ready to go. And then and it just works. You're, that's like, the Mac Store guy of the radio show, Kev.
I do what I can.
Yeah, you do a good job. Do a good job. Quickly, what do you say, Ant? We go over the injury report. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back with some emails, some phone calls, and our waiver wire report. Does that sound good?
Let's do it.
All right, so the injury report, I think everyone knows about the Buffalo Bills running back situation. You know, right when you think C.J. Spiller busts out a big run, you see Fred Jackson get carted off the field, C.J. Spiller busts out a big run. I could just tell the way he came down on that shoulder that he broke his collarbone. And boom, now he's done for, you know, the year. They're bringing him back, what, week 16 or whatever. I don't know why they put him on IR designated to return, but they did. But C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson both out for the Buffalo Bills. Now, Jackson's out about a month with a groin injury. Spiller probably out at least 10 weeks, I would say, maybe 9 weeks, with the broken collarbone. Anthony Dixon was the guy that came in and filled in for Spiller and Jackson. What you make of Dixon's performance?
You know, Dixon looked good coming in. You know, one of those guys who probably wasn't expecting to get many touches that game with Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller ahead of him, but came in, played well. So you're going to be looking at a combo of Dixon and Bryce Brown coming off the practice squad playing for the Bills for the next couple of weeks.
And then, of course, Bryce Brown, who you mentioned coming off the practice squad, do you remember when he saved everyone's, like, fantasy season a couple of years ago?
Yeah, he had a couple of big games for the Eagles coming down the stretch a few years ago after, was that Shady went out with his concussion situation, I believe.
So I'm guessing that everyone remembers that. And they're going to want to go out and rush out and pick up Bryce Brown, but we haven't seen what he's going to do yet. Like, I don't know if it's going to be split carries. I think it's going to be a lot of Anthony Dixon. I think it's going to be maybe split backfield with Bryce Brown. But I'm not going out and putting, you know, $30 on my for my fab on Bryce Brown. If you have the number one waiver claim, you have the number two waiver claim, yeah, you have to decide which one to go after. We'll also talk about the Trey Mason situation. But Brown, Dixon, certainly going to benefit with the injuries to Jackson and Spiller.
Yeah, definitely. And they're going to have a decent amount of time to play, at least a month, like you said, till Fred Jackson comes back and C.J. Spiller being on the IR designated to return. He's able to come back week 16, so he's just fantasy irrelevant for the most part. Now you're not going to play him in your championship. You can't trust him.
Sticking with the running back injuries, Trent Richardson of the Indianapolis Colts has a banged-up hamstring. You know, Ahmad Bradshaw has looked so good this year. Absolutely a must-start every week. He's been a top 10 back pretty much all season long. It seems like he scores every week. Trent Richardson a little bit banged up. That's good news if you have Ahmad Bradshaw. Maybe he'll get some more carries. But right now Richardson's saying that he'll be able to play this week, but we'll see what happens with him practicing.
Yeah, no big deal. Ahmad Bradshaw is listed as the backup, but we all know he's the main guy there right now. So Trent Richardson going down, not a huge deal, even for fantasy owners.
James Starks left Week 7's blowout over the Panthers. I'm guessing that he didn't come in because the game was out of hand and Eddie Lacy just kind of took over the reins. But James Starks was a guy that, you know, maybe he comes in every other series or maybe every third series and gives Eddie Lacy a little bit of a breather. But if you do have Lacy, you should have Starks. And just because he's a little bit banged up right now, I wouldn't cut him from your roster.
Yeah, no, Starks is one of those guys, every time he comes in there, you know, every couple of games, he seems to rip off a nice long run and get in the end zone. So he is pretty relevant, especially if you're an Eddie Lacy owner. If Lacy goes down, James Starks will have a huge spike in value. But, you know, like you said, blowout, they're not going to leave him in there and take a chance. So no worries. If anything, with his injury, Lacy's stock just goes up a little bit because he's going to get more touches.
Final running back news, Pierre Thomas of the New Orleans Saints, probably out 2 to 3 weeks with a shoulder injury. We've seen Mark Ingram go down, and we saw Pierre Thomas and Kyrie Robinson get some more action. Now Pierre Thomas goes down, Mark Ingram's healthy. Do we think Ingram and Robinson get action, or do we think it's going to be Travaris Cadet gets a little bit more of the passing role? Because that's really what Thomas was for the Saints. He was more their passing down back.
Yeah, he was the passing down back, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Cadet get a little bit more work. It seems like the last 2-3 weeks they're trying to work him in a little bit more and more, so getting the experience, getting those touches, I think they're going to use him a lot more than people might be anticipating.
And then over to the wide receiver position, Reggie Wayne of the Colts, dealing with what is it, an elbow injury, right?
An MRI on the elbow. No word about what it was. Potentially could miss the game in Pittsburgh this weekend, but we'll keep an eye on that and obviously have it updated on the FF Champs website.
So, of course, with the wide receivers, we're also keeping an eye on A.J. Green, Calvin Johnson, players of that ilk, that Jimmy Graham as well, even though he was active this past weekend. We're keeping an eye on these guys because we don't know if they're going to be in action. So we'll have more of an update with them on Thursday. That being said, since we are broadcasting on Patriots.com, I do want to bring up some breaking news regarding a Patriots trade. Kevin, you kind of alerted us of the breaking news. The New England Patriots acquired outside linebacker Akeem Ayers from the Tennessee Titans as long as he passes a physical. Now, Ayers has only been active for like one or two games this year, but he was a pretty big part of that defense for the Titans the last few years, but he just hasn't been healthy this year. So as long as he passes that physical, it seems like the Patriots added a pretty got a pretty good option with Ayers joining the team for the rest of the year. Cav, you there?
Yeah, no, I didn't know you were referencing me. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't, but just confirm that.
But,
you know.
But yeah, no, it looks like they got a guy a little bit younger, 25, and a guy that looked like for all purposes could play. before the injury. It's just it's a little eyebrow raising when you see that he had surgery on both knees. That's a little interesting. I read that on the internet while we were in this last segment. But hopefully, you know, everything goes well at the physical, because the Patriots need a body, you know, and a guy that's been around a little bit. He's been in the league. This is his fourth year. You know, might be able to pick up what they're putting down a little bit more in terms of their scheme. And it looks like Lacanfora is tweeting right now. They're giving up a sixth and a seventh round draft pick.
It's not bad.
No, and I mean, they're every year it seems like they have 15 sixth and seventh round picks because they trade all their early picks.
Right.
So I really think it's kind of a no-lose situation. If the guy completely flames out, you know, I mean, what are you giving up for him, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, unless he goes and rolls up on another guy and tears his ACL, then that's bad. That's just bad luck.
All right, we'll get back to fantasy football after the break. We're doing our Week 8 waiver wire pickups and who to add, who to drop for your Week 8 lineups. That's all coming up next right here on the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. at a Microsoft store near you.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill Enright, Anthony Grace hanging out with you. We're going to go into our Week 8 waiver wire report now. I know a lot of people out there are a little bit frustrated with their running backs this year. Injuries, lack of production. You either have maybe like a guy like Fred Jackson, CJ Spiller, maybe you had a guy like Zach Stacy hoping for some big things. We are here to help. So you can give us a call, 855-728-7500, or you can email us, webradio@patriots.com, but we are going to get into our waiver wire report, and then we'll answer some of your questions. Anthony, I think we should start off with quarterback, because for the most part, every week, unless a quarterback gets injured, we always say this, the top 12 are the top 12, and if you're in a 12-team league, you have one of those guys. You know, right now, who's on the bye? Eli Manning and Colin Kaepernick. If you're using one of them, you might want to look at a Carson Palmer, a Ryan Tannehill, maybe even an Alex Smith, but for the most part, I think your quarterback is your quarterback because we haven't dealt with an injury.
Yeah, nothing major in the quarterback position for an injury. So like you said, you got 12 guys in your league, you got 12 quarterbacks that are definitely going to be used in every league.
Right.
Two guys on a bye this week, maybe Kaepernick's here every week, but Eli Manning obviously is not one of those every week kind of guys. So there's really only one guy to replace. So, yeah, I mean, Carson Palmer, I think, is the place to start playing the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend in Arizona. The Eagles are always bad in Arizona for some reason the past couple of years. And
yeah,
their pass defense is still horrible. Carson Palmer can still play. He's a great pickup this weekend to replace Colin Kaepernick.
All right, so unlike the quarterbacks, running backs, everyone always needs them. Always can need running backs. No such thing as too many running backs. For whatever reason, you know, on our waiver wire article on ffchamps.com, we always do the percentage of availability. So, for whatever reason, Ronnie Hillman is owned in 60% of Yahoo leagues, which makes sense. 60% is a pretty solid number.
Yeah.
He's had two good weeks the last 2 weeks, which drives me crazy because I was so high on Monte Ball this year, and you know, now with him out, now we're finally seeing Broncos, you know, have success in running the football, but that's beside the point. So he's available in 60%. He's available in 40% of Yahoo leagues. He's taken in 60%, 60-40. On ESPN, he's available in 88% of leagues.
Like, that's insane.
How is that possible?
I would love to know how to get into one of these leagues. When I look at these numbers and I see some of these guys are owned in, you know, so few leagues like Ronnie Hillman, I don't know how to get into that league. He was scooped up so fast in my leagues, it was unbelievable.
He is owned in 60% of Yahoo leagues, but only 12% of ESPN leagues. So if you're in an ESPN league and he's still out there, by all means, that is your number one pickup this week. If you're in a Yahoo league, you're probably thinking, well, he was picked up 2 weeks ago. But for whatever reason, he's only owned in 12% of leagues on ESPN. That's crazy to me.
Unreal. That's as many people that own Jerick McKinnon own Ronnie Hillman in ESPN leagues.
There you go.
How do you even compare that?
I don't know. Very weird. Let's talk about Trey Mason for a second here. Love this rookie out of Auburn. I was a Zach Stacy advocate last year. Picked him up off the waiver wire in, I think, week three or week four. And he had a great rookie season carrying my team to the playoffs. For whatever reason, Trey Mason, For whatever reason, Zach Stacy, the Rams didn't think he was getting it done anymore. And we kind of saw this in the third preseason game. Remember when the Rams benched Stacy and they started Benny Cunningham? Well, now the Rams didn't even give Zach Stacy a single touch. Not one carry against the Seattle Seahawks in week 7. Benny Cunningham had a great game, and the rookie Trey Mason had a great game. Very, very interesting situation with the Rams running backs.
Yeah, that was unbelievable to not see Zach Stacy get a single carry. But look, Jeff Fisher said in the beginning of the year, during the preseason, like you said, Benny Cunningham came in, started that third preseason game. Fisher said, we're going to go with a hot hand at running back. Seems to be what they're doing. Zach Stacy is 100% not that guy and probably not going to be him the rest of the year. So if Ronnie Hillman is available in your league, obviously you're picking him up first. If not, Trey Mason should be the next guy you're going after in your waiver wire.
I'm going to agree with that. Higher than the next couple of guys that we're talking about, because I think it's a little bit more clear with Mason. He is getting the carries. He got 18 carries against the Seahawks, 85 yards and a touchdown. Not only is he getting the carries, but he's being productive.
Yeah.
Now, his upcoming schedule is terrible.
Very tough.
That's the life of the NFC West, though. Maybe they're using Mason because he's a little bit faster, a little bit more versatile, not exactly just a pound the rock in between the tackles guy, but a speed guy on the outside. Maybe Jeff Fisher knows something that we don't know with the upcoming schedule and the opponents of the NFC West. Speed kills. And instead of using the bruiser, Zach Stacy, and trying to grind out wins, maybe the Rams are trying to shift their focus a little bit, trying to go a little bit speedier, faster, quicker. You know, maybe, you know, like a little bit of a paradigm shift with St. Louis.
Yeah, it looked like, you know, maybe he knows the NFC West better than us. I hope he does since he's coaching
I would think so, yes.
You know, Trey Mason, I believe he's the guy going forward for the rest of the way. When he got drafted this year, one of these guys I was watching closely to see where he went.
Yeah.
Kind of sad to see him go behind Zach Stacy since he had a breakout year last year. I was hoping he'd get a chance to start. He's going to. I mean, put up over 1,800 rushing yards last year in college. He's a workhorse. Scored 23 touchdowns last year on the ground. So Trey Mason can do a lot of things with the football. Keep your eyes open. He's going to be the guy going forward for the rest of the year.
Now, if you're in a PPR league, his teammate, Benny Cunningham, he's the one that's catching all the passes.
Yes.
It's night and day when you're seeing the Rams in passing mode because you know Benny Cunningham's coming onto the field. Had five targets, caught all five passes, 46 yards, and a touchdown against the Seahawks. It's very clear that, well, we knew Zach Stacy was not catching the ball out of the backfield. And for whatever reason, the Rams, I'm sure it's for a good reason. He's a rookie. He's Trey Mason, not as good in pass protection. So that's why Benny Cunningham is coming in on passing downs, catching more passes. So if you're in a PPR league, don't forget about Benny either.
Yeah, if he's floating around out there and you're in a PPR league, definitely should be someone you consider. He's owned in 2% of ESPN leagues, 14% of Yahoo, so he's available in most of those leagues out there. Snatch him up if you can.
The next guy is Jerick McKinnon. I feel like we've been talking about him for weeks.
Every week. Every week the past, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, he's been on this list.
And again, he's another guy, 60% of he's owned in 60% of Yahoo leagues, already owned, so he's only available in 40. He's owned in only 11% of ESPN leagues. What is going on over at ESPN that they don't have these guys on the rosters?
insane. You know, 60% owned in Yahoo, that's a decent number. He's not going to be owned in 100%. He's not one of those guys. 60 to 70, 75%, I feel like is a good number. But 12%?
I'll get that.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. I don't understand why. I mean, this is a good question for people who listen to us. What site do you use to host your fantasy league?
Yeah,
on?
And who's getting picked up?
Yeah, like, I would like to know.
If not Jerick McKinnon, like, who are people picking up? I'm just watching that CJ Spiller replay. It was so clear he broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
You saw that, right?
It did not look good at all.
No. By the way, McKinnon, two of his last four games, over 100 yards. I mean, Matt Asiata experiment is over.
It's done. Yeah. Yeah. McKinnon's the guy going forward for them, so he should be owned in virtually every league.
So, again, Ronnie Hillman, number one, for whatever reason, he's out there. Two, I'm going with Jerick McKinnon. And then three, Trey Mason.
I'm okay with that, definitely.
All right, let's keep going down this list because we got some more running backs to talk about here. Shoelace, Denard Robinson. He is listed as an offensive weapon for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he was absolutely a weapon for them in their first win of the season. Carried the ball 22 times for 127 yards. Now, Anthony, I know you hate Toby Gerhardt just as much as I hate Jake Locker.
Hate Toby Gerhardt.
So, does it make you happy when you see a guy like Denard Robinson have success in that Jaguars backfield and not your villain.
My nemesis?
Yes, that's the word I was going for.
Yeah,
your nemesis,
I love
Toby
it.
Gerhardt.
I love it. You know, if Toby did this, then great. I had a good feeling about him at the beginning of the year, but as the season went on, expected less and less. If he ended up being the guy doing this, whatever. You know, I've moved on from him. But Denard Robinson, like what I saw a lot of him, got a lot of speed. And like you said, he's not even a position on that team. He's an offensive weapon. If you have a position that cool, you got to be valuable in some way. And if the Jaguars can find a way to use him like they did last week, this guy's going to be very valuable fantasy-wise.
I'm totally in agreement with that.
Yeah, he's a Percy Harvin type, you know, just speed, can run, can catch, can do a little bit of everything. So, Denard Robinson, another guy, you're deeper in that waiver pickup, definitely a guy worth taking a chance on.
Right, so if you're not getting, or maybe you're in a league where Hillman's already gone, McKinnon's already gone, you know, Denard Robinson is someone that should be in that conversation for a top three pickup this week.
Yeah, definitely should be. No matter what kind of league you're in, Denard Robinson is one of those guys. Like I said, you're not a top 1-2 guy in the waiver order. Denard Robinson's a great guy to take a chance on.
All right, so let's get to the Bills situation now. Because as a CJ Spiller owner in a few different leagues, I got excited when Fred Jackson went down with an injury. Not that I was happy that it happened, but I did get excited for Spiller's opportunity. Of course, in true CJ Spiller fashion, as our friend Big Shooter calls him, Clunker Junker Spiller, he goes down with an injury several plays later. So now here comes Anthony Dixon, who many remember from being with the San Francisco 49ers. They really use him as a fullback. And then he came over to the Bills this year. Or was it last year? I'm not sure. But anyway, the point is Anthony Dixon was the only running back active for the Bills. So he racked up about 65 yards. I think he had 16 touches. Bryce Brown wasn't even active that game.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are jumping on the Anthony Dixon bandwagon. Because we didn't see Bryce Brown in action. So you see a guy get 65 yards, you compare him to the guy that wasn't even active, naturally you think, oh, well, Dixon's, you know, the number one back here now with Jackson and Spiller out. I don't think that's the case. I think at best, it's going to be a running back by committee.
Yeah.
At worst, Bryce Brown's going to take over entirely. And Anthony Dixon becomes, you know, the short yardage guy, the guy that doesn't catch a lot of passes out of the backfield anyway.
Yeah, I was the same way. I got C.J. Spiller in one of my leagues. He's a guy that I always tell myself, not drafting C.J. Spiller, not worth the headache. Well, you know, sitting there a little bit later, I took a chance on him in the same way. When Fred Jackson went down, I'm like, finally. He's got his chance. He's going to get all the touches. No more worries. And then, you know, we all know what happened. Blew out his shoulder on the sideline there. So,
terrible.
Out of Dixon and Bryce Brown is the first guy I'm trying to get in that league for the backup. I just think Bryce Brown is going to be the guy going forward. It's going to be a split backfield by committee to start, but I think Bryce Brown just has a little bit more to offer. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's quick. Like you said, a few years ago, he came in for Shaden McCoy, had a couple games of 30-plus points in the fantasy world.
Yep.
Scored touchdowns in the last two games for Philadelphia last year, so he has a nose for the end zone. He can get in there. If he gets his chance, you know, he's got a lot going for him. Fred Jackson likes him too, so I'm going to go with Bryce Brown in the Bills' backfield for right now.
And the thing is, the Bills love to run the football.
Yeah, they're going to pound. They're going to have to. I mean, you got Sammy Watkins. Obviously, this past week he showed why he was such a high pick, why they gave up so much for him. And I love seeing that out of Sammy Watkins. And if he does that more consistently, it's just going to open up the running game for whoever's back there for Buffalo.
Now, you may be saying to yourself, Bill and Ant, well, what the hell is wrong with you guys? Why are you listing Bryce Brown and Anthony Dixon after guys like Denard Robinson and Trey Mason? Well, the reason is, one, the Bills are playing the Jets this weekend. Tough run defense. I don't care what C.J. Spiller did through the air. He didn't do a whole lot on the ground. The Jets have a very good run defense. Two, the Bills are on a bye after this week. So you're going to use them for one game against a really tough run defense, bad matchup. Then they're on a bye. Then they come back, and then before you know it, Fred Jackson's already back in action because they're saying he's only going to miss about a month.
Yeah, yeah. So and odds are if you pick one of these guys up, Fred Jackson's going to be back after the bye with your luck and mine as well. So
yeah.
I'm not reaching for anybody from Buffalo. I mean, the league I has C.J. Spiller. I have a 10-team bench or 10-player bench, so it's very deep. That's why I'm picking them up. But if I only have a 5-6-player bench, I'm not wasting a pickup on the Bills running backs just because of what you just said. Jets, bye week, Jackson's probably back.
All right, so how about let's move over to wide receivers. Obviously, we saw Doug Baldwin have a monster game for the Seahawks. With Percy Harvin gone, everyone's like, oh, Doug Baldwin's now the number one. But Baldwin, you know, he outperformed himself in one game than he did all season long. Like, he had more yards and catches in week 7 than he did in the previous 6 games combined.
Yeah, and that's what I think, too. The Seattle Seahawks wide receiving core is really just, you never know who's going to go off. I mean, Ricardo Lockett will catch a 50-yard touchdown every couple games.
Right.
Jermaine Kearse shows up for long catches every week.
Yeah.
You really don't know. And like you said earlier in the show, Russell Wilson is going to look to hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch, look real quick, see if he can find someone open. If not, he's taken off with the ball, so Marshawn Lynch and Russell Wilson are the two main weapons you want to have on your team from Seattle, but keep an eye on Doug Baldwin. If he has another consistent game this week where he puts up decent numbers, he's obviously going to be the number one look, and he's worth having on your roster.
He was a guy that I kind of liked in the preseason because I knew Percy Harvin always gets injured, but it's amazing to me how much the Seahawks spread it around and run the ball.
Yeah,
and when they don't run the ball, it's Russell Wilson running the ball.
It's unbelievable what they do with basically Marshawn Lynch and Russell Wilson. I mean, outside of those two guys, who else on that team can you name that's fantasy relevant? I mean, nobody really.
No.
So, like we said, Doug Baldwin, I agree with you with that preseason. You know, I thought he was going to show up. Percy Harvin's getting hurt. Golden Tate was their best wide receiver they lost, so I really was expecting Doug Baldwin to step up. But
doesn't matter.
Nah, nothing really. I slowly progressed in a little bit better as the season went on, but, you know, before last week, didn't have a game with more than 6 targets in it, so that's nothing for a wide receiver who's supposed to be the quote-unquote number one on your team.
Usually I wouldn't mention this next player only because his team is on a bye this week. Actually, the next two players I'm going to mention, their teams are on a bye this week. Odell Beckham Jr., the rookie for the New York Giants, clearly in the number two role with Victor Cruz now out for the year, and he had 2 touchdowns against the Cowboys. This kid, absolutely the real deal. He was injured for pretty much right until after the draft all the way up until 2 weeks ago. Now that the Giants have a bye this week, Odell Beckham, if you're in a PPR league, I think he's not a bad option if you're looking for a receiver. And then Stevie Johnson, the 49ers are on a bye this week, but Stevie Johnson's getting it done. And I don't know what the heck's going on with Michael Crabtree. Anquan Boldin, Stevie Johnson, and even Brandon Lloyd are outperforming Crabtree right now. So if Stevie Johnson's out there and you have a pretty deep roster, or you're holding on to a guy like Marcus Wheaton or, I don't know, Harry Douglas, drop them and pick up a guy like Stevie Johnson because he's scoring And he's getting a lot of targets. 13 targets the last two games, 10 catches, and like about 120 yards the last two games plus a touchdown. He's getting it done. So, Michael Crabtree, if you can't tell, I'm very frustrated by him.
Yeah, you should be. Like you said, Stevie Johnson, he's been looking good the last couple of weeks. The last 4 weeks, he's only got 12 receptions for about 150 yards, but he's gotten the end zone 3 weeks out of those four. You know, if he's getting in the end zone at least once, two of those games, one reception, one touchdown. Not a huge stat line, but if someone's getting in the end zone, you can't not take that.
Yeah, you can't ignore it.
Exactly.
Andrew Hawkins continues to be a solid PPR option for the Cleveland Browns, who I thought Brian Hoyer would have a good game against the Jaguars. Didn't happen. Very disappointing with him. But my point is that
you're a quarterback and you complete 39% of your passes against the Jacksonville Jaguars, that was hard to watch.
But I do think that Andrew Hawkins is still a solid PPR option, like a wide receiver three.
He's still the number one receiver right there until Josh Gordon comes back in week 12. So, yeah, Andrew Hawkins is going to be fantasy relevant for the rest of the year.
How about Allen Robinson for the Jacksonville Jaguars? Back-to-back weeks of over 60 yards, found the end zone in week 7 against the Jags. He's getting a ton of targets. His last three games, 11 targets, 9 targets, 7 targets. 5 catches, 8 catches, 4 catches. But listen, back-to-back week with 60 yards, and if he gets into the end zone like he did this weekend, it's a big difference. It's different from 10 points in a PPR league to 16 points in a PPR league.
Yeah.
So Allen Robinson's a guy that I'm keeping an eye on. I kind of like his talent.
Yeah, when you see a rookie quarterback get put into a team, getting ready, trying to find a click, trying to find somebody he can trust to be his go-to guy, wide receiver, tight end, running back, whatever. Blake Bortles seems to trust Allen Robinson the most on this team. They got a nice hookup going right now. If they keep that going, you know, Allen Robinson is going to be fantasy relevant the rest of this year, and maybe he's one of those guys you draft next year for your bench, and maybe big things happen. Every year, a couple guys seem to step up that you're not 100% sure about. Allen Robinson could be that guy, so he's a guy definitely keep an eye on if you're a dynasty league. Definitely, I would give him a shot, pick him up.
He reminds me of like an Anquan Boldin, like a mix in between Anquan. I'm not saying he's as good, but a mix between Anquan Boldin and Brandon Marshall. Like he's only a rookie, so I'm not saying like he's gonna be the next Brandon Marshall.
I'm just
saying like he's a mix of Boldin and Marshall. Strong, big physical receiver. He's 6'3", like 220. For whatever reason, when I watch him play, I don't know. Maybe it's because he wears 15. I'd like to think my analysis is a little bit more in depth than that. For whatever reason, he reminds me a little bit of Brandon Marshall with a little bit of Anquan Boldin thrown in there.
I can definitely see that. He's a big dude, very physical, great hands. That's exactly what you're getting from guys like Brandon Marshall, Anquan Boldin. It's a guy you can trust to throw the ball to, and he's going to grab that ball, bring it down, and if he doesn't, he's not going to let a defender take it away from you.
Let's move over to tight ends, Ant. Dwayne Allen has been scoring, it seems like, on a regular basis every week. He scored again in Week 7. Has 5 touchdowns in 7 games. The problem is he has never had more than 5 catches all year. Back-to-back weeks with 3 catches. Doesn't get over 50 yards, but he gets into the end zone. It's really incredible, the situation with the Colts tight ends.
Yeah, it's really awkward that he gets his targets, he gets his looks, scores every week, like you said, virtually, which is wonderful, but doesn't put up the receptions or the yards, so... Again, another situation, at least he's getting in the end zone. There's a lot worse options out there that you could go with. So Dwayne Allen, someone that should be at least in someone's roster on the bench, if not in a lineup every week.
Yeah. Tim Wright, a guy from the New England Patriots. Like if you picked up Tim Wright, you can drop him and pick up a guy like Dwayne Allen. I'd rather have Dwayne Allen at this point than Tim Wright. I'd rather have Owen Daniels, our next waiver wire pickup that I'm suggesting here, because 6 catches, 58 yards, and a touchdown in Week 7, and he has a great schedule coming up. Cincinnati Bengals, Pittsburgh Steelers, Tennessee Titans, all of those AFC teams give up a ton of points to tight ends, and Joe Flacco's been looking Owen Daniels' way quite often the last couple weeks. And then another guy, Jermaine Gresham, 10 catches in Week 7 against the Colts. Now, he only had 27 yards. But if you're in a PPR league, those 10 catches, they got you double-digit points out of them.
Or 48 yards, he had him. So I'm sorry, 48 yards.
One guy who actually, I guess, kind of showed up for Cincinnati this week after they just looked like garbage against Indianapolis. An Indianapolis defense that's not that good, and you get shut out. Ugh, that was tough to watch. Gio Bernard, Jeremy Hill, nobody. They had like 150-some-odd yards of total offense, Cincinnati did. Unreal.
That was another game that was ugly. Good thing I have Andrew Luck on my dynasty team. That was the only reason why I was watching it, him and T.Y.
Man, yeah, Andrew Luck, that guy is something else, that's for sure.
Like, if you have Andrew Luck this year, he's scoring for, like, a 1.5 players. Like, he's putting up the type of numbers for, like, 1.5 a player. So, like, a guy like Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas this past weekend, DeMarco Murray, Matt Forte, Le'Veon Bell, those guys, if you have them on your team, they're scoring so much that, like, they're basically adding another player to your team. Like, just the amount that they're scoring, it's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, Andrew Luck is just, he's what Peyton Manning was last year.
Yeah.
Every week you can plug him in and you know, bam, I'm going to get 25 points out of this guy no matter what. Even when it looks like he's not playing that good, he's still putting up numbers. So yep. Andrew Luck is wonderful.
All right, what do you say we take a quick break? Oh, we got two calls, Kevin is telling me. Not according to my call screener here.
I got nobody.
Yeah, I don't see. Oh, Todd and Jacksonville, Rick and Hugh. Oh, wow. I didn't even see these guys on the line. I had to refresh my call screener. All right, well, 855-728-7500. We'll take these two callers, then we'll take a break, and then we'll get into some email. So let's go to Todd in Jacksonville. He's up first on the Fantasy Football Champs. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, brother?
Not much, guys. How you doing? I'm doing pretty good at 5-2 now. So
nice.
Wonderful. So other than the fact I lost that one game, you know, playing the last what minute of the game, the 49ers game, I would have been 6-1, but that's how it goes. Anyways, I was looking at my running backs, and, you know, I don't know what to do with basically Monty Ball at this point. And, Bill, I know you like this guy and everything, but I think everybody got duped by him. And the fact that he's been out, who knows when he's coming back.
Yeah.
And I have Andre Williams, which, again, he didn't really produce much, and now they're on a bye. Jenny's probably come back soon. I was thinking of dropping both those guys for, say, McKinnon. And I have Le'Veon, and I was looking ahead, and I'm thinking, okay, what about handcuffing Blunt to him? Even possible, if the Pats want to try to trade for a running back, I could see them trying to go after him.
Yeah,
Steelers.
I don't know where all this Patriot love for LeGarrette Blunt's coming from. It seems like every time I listen to the other shows on this channel on Patriots.com, they're talking about LeGarrette Blunt, and I don't get it. Yeah, I understand he had a really big impact of your Patriots run, but he's not being traded to the Pats. Like, that's not happening. You should have him as the handcuff to Le'Veon Bell, though. You said he's available. You can get him, Justin? Or Todd, I'm sorry. You can get him, Todd?
I can get him. He's available.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be picking him up just because you think he's going to get traded back to the Pats. I can't see that happening. But as a handcuff to Le'Veon Bell, that would be smart.
Yeah, that's the main reason.
Do you have Rashad Jennings?
No.
Then you don't have. Then you don't need Andre Williams. Do you drop Monte Ball? See, here's the tough part about it. The Broncos were not running the ball as much as they were with Ball in action compared to now that Hillman's in action. They certainly weren't running inside the 5-yard line. Hillman has a couple touchdowns from inside the 5. Maybe because they didn't trust Monte Ball, but I know he looked good last year. I know that every year a Peyton Manning running back has finished in the top 10, and I know that Knowshon Moreno was, since they didn't decide to bring him back, to me, that was the Broncos saying, hey, we trust Monte Ball. We're going to give him the action. He's going to be our featured back. Do you drop him for a guy like McKinnon when you have Le'Veon Bell? I don't think you do. I'm okay with you dropping Jennings. I'm even okay with you getting McKinnon instead of LeGarrette Blunt right now, because even if Le'Veon Bell goes down, I don't think Blunt can do what Bell's been doing.
Right.
But I'm not dropping Monte Ball. I'm not prepared to do that yet.
They even have Sproles and Bradshaw. So.
Well then.
I don't know. No,
yeah, then I mean, anything. Then I don't think Blunt would ever see your lineup anyway. I would get McKinnon.
Right.
Get someone that can add some impact to your team, because maybe, hey, man, running backs are such a hot commodity these days. Maybe you can trade one of those guys.
Right. Okay.
So I would add the guy that can make an impact to either your team or someone else's team.
Right. Okay. And with defense, one real quick, I've got the Browns. Should I pick up Dolphins or the Ravens?
Dolphins, well, I'm not using the Browns. They're playing against Oakland, huh?
Yeah.
Ravens against the Bengals.
Terrible season next 2 weeks.
Yeah, see, that's a problem. I know they are. Their schedule's
so easy. The Dolphins are playing against Jacksonville.
The Dolphins are my number one defense this week, so go with them.
All right. Thanks.
How about that? That's nice and easy. That was Todd. Thanks for the call there, Todd. Anthony, what are you doing? Are you dropping Monte Ball?
I can't do it yet. I understand why people want to do it. It's kind of one of those things where you think, well, look what Ronnie Hillman's doing. Why couldn't Monte Ball do that? I don't know. We can't answer that question, but I can't drop him yet because I didn't see him putting in this kind of work and getting nowhere like some other guys out there. I can't drop him right now.
I just feel like even if it's just for a guy, having a guy that's on the Broncos, why wouldn't you want a player that's on the Broncos, you know? It's almost one of those situations. Like, their offense is so good, it makes Andre Caldwell almost, you know, pick-upable.
Yeah, when you're just picking up, when you're trying to determine between two people, offense that they're on should be one of those decisions. If it's a coin flip, Monte Ball, the best offense in the league.
All right, let's go to our friend Rick in Houston, 12-team standard league. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, Eddie?
Going good, man. What do you got for us?
Similar question like the last caller. I've got Le'Veon Bell, but nice. I don't have Blunt, and he is available. But I do have McKinnon and also the other guy, Asati.
You can drop him.
To get Blunt, you think?
I mean, who else? Is Trey Mason available? Is any of those guys that we talked about before? Bryce Brown, Anthony Dixon?
Yeah, Mason, Dixon, Brown, and Stevie Johnson. But the problem is I'm 5-2, so I'm not sure if I can get those guys.
Oh, wow. See, what are you, last on the waiver wire?
How do you figure that out? I'm on Yahoo's website.
If you just go on Yahoo, it'll say next when you're looking at the standings. See, I don't know what your league does, but if you're 5-2 and you do inverse order of standings, which I think is so stupid, if you just go down standings and where it has all the points for, points against, it shows your streak, your winning streak, your losing streak, and then it'll show your waiver. So while Rick is looking up his waiver, Anthony.
Oh, what are you, 10.
You're 10. See, are you in first place?
No, third.
Oh, so, all right. Well, I was just going to say, it drives me crazy when leagues do inverse order of standings for the waiver claim. Because, like, you're rewarding the players that suck. Like, it's not my fault your team's bad. But I'm not going to try to help you get better by giving you the best waiver claim this week. That drives me wild. It makes no sense to me. It's like, well, I don't know, without getting political, why am I trying to help you out because you're not good at this? And I have to sacrifice my potential to give you a better opportunity. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I 100% agree. That's, you know, we do reverse order the draft to start, and once you pick, you drop to the bottom, and you can work your way back up throughout the year. First way to do it.
Right. So Rick, it sounds like you picked up someone in the last couple of weeks. So you're 10th. You're probably not going to get one of these bigger guys, the Trey Masons, the McKinnons you already have, Denard Robinson, Dixon, Brown. Should you go out and get LeGarrette Blount for Matt Asiata? Absolutely. Would it be better if you got like a wide receiver 4 or 5? I don't know. I'd have to know more about your team. But yeah, man, handcuff your studs. And Le'Veon Bell is certainly a stud right now.
Okay, and normally I just play with one tight end all year, and Zach Ertz. I picked up Fleener for the bye week. You think I should just keep Fleener and Ertz or drop Fleener again?
No, I think you could drop Fleener. I think Zach Ertz, you know, he scored against the Giants before the bye. I think they get him involved in that offense. It's time, Anthony, right?
Yeah, Zach Ertz has a nice schedule coming up for the rest of the year, and he starts off after this bye. Arizona, one of the worst teams to stop in the tight end. Zach Ertz found his way into the end zone against the Giants, one of the better teams to stop in the tight end. I think they're going to get him more involved now. They're going to have to. Without Darren Sproles being there for at least another week, if not two, they got to give someone else the ball, and I think the biggest guy that benefits is Zach Ertz.
There you go. So I dropped Fleener, too.
All right. And also feel your pain. I've got Crabtree this year. He's not doing anything for me at all.
You know, I don't even have him on my teams, but enough of my friends do where they ask me my advice every week, and they're like, all right, well, Crabtree, Keenan Allen, or Terrence Williams. And I'm always leaning toward Crabtree because, like, there's no excuse for him playing poorly. I don't have him in any leagues, but I'm just so fed up with him because people are still asking me about him, and it's driving me crazy that I keep going to him as, you know, their wide receiver three when I just have to realize he's just not getting it done. Luckily, I don't have to deal with that problem this week because he's on a bye.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Rick. Best of luck to you. Yeah, see, that's what happens to me, Ant. Like, so many people, like, that's usually what it is. It's like Keenan Allen, Michael Crabtree, or Larry Fitz, or Brian Quick, or DeSean Jackson. It's, like, always one of those, like, mid-25 to 35 guys.
Yeah.
And I'm just sick of saying Michael Crabtree all the time. I'm not going to do it anymore.
You can't say it anymore. You just can't do it.
He's just, oh, he's been awful. He scored against the Rams, right?
He found the end zone against the Rams.
All right, so in week 4, he had 4 points. In week 5, he had 2 points. In week 6, 11. And then just last week against the Broncos, he had 3 points. And that was a game that they were in pass mode because they were down so much. He had 3 points. He got targeted 7 times. He only had 4 catches for 27 yards. Week 6, he got targeted 8 times. He only came away with 3 catches. How does that happen? Week 5 against the Chiefs, 4 targets, 1 stinking catch for 16 yards.
That's horrible. I don't
know. You're going to ask him because he didn't finish the game.
Ice up, son. Ice up. You better ice up, Michael Crabtree, because coming out of this bye week, we're expecting big things from you. So hit that ice bath. I don't know what you need to do. Get a massage. Go to a chiropractor. Get some acupuncture. Ice up for the most part, though.
Something. You gotta get your stuff together, man.
I think one of these days, like, we usually do our show until the Patriots, until their season's over in the playoffs.
Right.
Which is always like the AFC Championship. We're gonna have one show, since we're doing fantasy football, we're gonna have one show of just our favorite clips. It's gonna be Jim Mora playoffs. It's gonna be Ice Up Son. It's gonna be I Want Winners.
Playoffs?
Yes. It's gonna be Ice Up Son. I don't love Kevin.
Oh, no, you're going to ask him because he didn't finish the game. Ice up, son. Ice up.
First of all, it's great that he was really talking about Keith Tlaib at the time, who was on the Patriots.
Right.
But it's just such a great clip. Playoffs, Ice up, son. Mike Singletary, I want winners. What else can we throw into that show? And it's just going to be 2 hours. It's going to be on a loop. 2 hours of our favorite sound clips.
Why don't you go back home to your street malls and drink your Zimas and Smirnoff ices? Ooh, yeah!
Why did we start playing that, Kev?
I don't know. It was like you wanted something that sounded like Swedish or something.
Yeah, I guess there was a guy like, yes, you're right. There was something calling from Sweden all the time. And we came up with that, which has nothing to do with it.
Oh,
why don't you go back home to your street malls and drink your Zimas and Smirnoff ices? Ooh, yeah!
We just get so absurd on the show. It's great.
It's wonderful. If you can't get absurd, then I don't want to be involved.
Let's go to Justin in Boston for more absurdities. But usually Justin's very level-headed, so I'm sure it'll just be a nice, cool, common, collective conversation. Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Not much. I did a little sneaky move on Sunday before this waiver rush for tomorrow.
Very sneaky you are, Justin. Very sneaky.
Yeah, I picked up by Mason right before the 1 o'clock game, so I locked up. So
nice, well played.
Beat everybody in my league before that, but for the first priority, I'm planning on dropping Storm Johnson to add probably Bernard Robinson. Yeah, that's probably the way to go, right?
Well, listen, if you had Storm Johnson on your team and you saw what Bernard Robinson did this weekend, you should have no problem just making the switch.
Oh, of course. And then for the second wave for tomorrow, I'm gonna most likely definitely drop Marcus Wheaton because he's done absolutely nothing for me.
Diddly poo. I told people to drop him a couple weeks ago. He's done.
Yeah,
he's buried a big disappointment.
I was going to drop him last week, but I'm like, I'll give him one more shot. Monday Night Football, maybe they'll be coming back and they'll need to air it out. Yeah, they air it out, not to him.
Mike Tomlin called out Marcus Wheaton last week, and I guess he just didn't respond in practice, and
The Steelers responded by activating Martavius Bryant, the rookie, for the first time this year, and we all saw how that went. He scored on a big touchdown.
Now, by me dropping Wien, which one of these guys would you recommend putting claim in?
Let's hear him. What do you got?
Andrew Hawkins, Anthony Dixon, Bryce Brown, Travis Cadet, or Jordan Matthews?
You're in a PPR league, correct?
It's light. 0.20, so a little bit less than the half.
Okay, interesting. What are your running back situations? What's it looking like?
Yep, it's, let me see. It's Gio Bernard, Ahmad Bradshaw, Ben Tate, Jeremy Hill. I also have Brandon Oliver, too.
Huh. And how about your wide receivers? How many do you start, and who do you got?
Yep, we start three. I have Demaryius Thomas, Crabtree as a bye, and he's been kind of bad this year.
Ooh.
Patterson, Kelvin Benjamin, Odell Beckham Jr., and Wien, who I'm dropping.
All right, so I think you're okay at running back.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So I would avoid the Bryce Brown situation, especially if you're going to get Denard Robinson. I would go out and I would go to get one of those wide receivers.
Okay, so would you go after either Hawkins, Jordan Matthews, Jermaine Curse, or I want maybe go after Dwayne Bowe, but I have a feeling he'll probably be gone by then.
Anthony, what do you think? Jordan Matthews coming out of the bye, or do you like Andrew Hawkins? It's only a 0.2 PPR.
Yeah, that's really tough. It's almost non-existent. But
exactly.
Andrew Hawkins is the guy that was sticking out of my mind. I do like Jordan Matthews. He's got a nice matchup this week. But if you're looking for long-term, I think Andrew Hawkins has to be the first guy off the board for you as far as wide receivers go.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Especially with Crabtree and Beckham on the bye this week, you kind of need the receiver help right now. And unless Jeremy Maclin or Riley Cooper are getting hurt in practice this week, Jordan Matthews is probably going to not perform as high as Andrew Hawkins will.
Yeah.
Is Davante Adams out there?
What's that?
Is Davante Adams available?
He is not, but I was also going to wait tomorrow because usually there's one person in my league who always drops somebody, and then I always, on Friday morning, I always put a claim in and just pick him up. So hopefully somebody, because somebody last week. Yeah, last week somebody, I could tell he's probably going to drop Brandon Cooks. So if he drops him, I know he hasn't been doing good, but.
That's not a bad move.
Like, by dropping him, it's pretty much buy low right there.
Yeah, that's a good buy low.
Yeah.
I like Cooks better than Andrew Hawkins.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
And then my last question, I hate carrying two tight ends, but I have I picked up Jordan Reed for Ertz's bye week for last week. And would you just play the matchups each week until Reed's bye week and then just drop whichever one is least performing by
week
10?
I think you should keep one. I think you should keep both of them because it's not like you have incredible options on the waiver wire. You're getting Storm Johnson.
Yeah.
You're getting rid of Storm Johnson. You're getting rid of I forget the wide receiver that you're dropping, Marcus Wheaton. That's fine. I would keep Ertz and Reed. Reed is a top five tight end this week in my book. We haven't listed that high in the ranking, so I would keep both of them.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Justin, it's always a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Oh, thanks. You too.
All right, take care.
Take it easy, man.
You know, Justin's one of those guys that he comes off so nice and friendly. But he heard it. You heard him. He was very sneaky Sunday morning picking up Trey Mason. Like, he's a guy that'll sneak up on you and you don't notice what's coming. And then, boom, you're laying on the floor and blood's pouring out of your head.
Pow, right in a kisser.
There you go. Let's keep it with the phone lines. We got some jumping on the calls. I guess everyone's getting so frustrated that we haven't gotten to an email yet that are just calling in.
That's okay.
That's fine. But we are going to get to the email, so don't worry. I promise we'll do plenty of emails. We're going to go to Tom in San Jose. He's in a 12-team PPR league. Hello, Thomas.
Hi. Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this the first time you've been calling in?
It's a full. Hello, excuse me?
Is this your first time calling in?
I can't. I might have called in last year.
But oh, okay.
The first time this year.
Okay. Well, hello. Welcome.
Hi. I have a quarterback problem because I have Cousins and Eli as my quarterbacks.
Okay.
Which is horrific. But I have, in a league where you start only three, I have McCoy, Ellington, Vereen, Bradshaw, and McKinnon. In my situation, would you trade McCoy for Tony Romo?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't. Even no. I mean, the problem with mine is I don't have a viable quarterback, really.
I understand that. First of all, Tom, if you don't mind, just turn down the volume on your computer or your speakers or whatever it is, because I'm getting some feedback. I'm not trading LeSean McCoy. Instead, can you pick up someone like a Joe Flacco, a Ben Roethlisberger, a Carson Palmer, Ryan Tannehill? Any of those guys available?
No.
Not one of them?
Nope. I mean, I picked up David Carr because he was the only one that was looked like, you know, but I'm not going to start a rookie quarterback on an 0-6 team. I'm scared of Eli. I like Eli, but without Cruz, I don't know. I just.
Well, keep in mind, Eli still had 3 touchdowns this weekend without Victor Cruz against a really good Dallas Cowboy team. So once he gets back from his bye, he can be your quarterback. But you're screwed this week because Kirk Cousins is not starting and Eli's not playing. So if anything, you can go out and get Cole.
I can pick up is Orton.
Kyle Orton's not a bad pickup against the Jets. I have him ranked 26th. Austin Davis, Mike Glennon, Brian Hoyer, Alex Smith, Brian Tannehill.
Hoyer's available.
I like Hoyer against the 0-6 Raiders coming off an embarrassing loss to the Jaguars. I don't think there's a chance that the Browns lose back-to-back weeks against winless teams.
So you would definitely not trade McCoy for that.
Only because, Tom, what are you doing? You're sacrificing your best player just for a one-week Band-Aid. I don't believe in that.
My best player hasn't done, poop this year. He's done,
well, he had 150 yards before his bye week. That's pretty good.
Coming back together again, though.
Tom, listen, he had 149 yards before his bye. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, he got me 1 and 2 points in a piece. In successive weeks, he got me a 1 point and 2 points.
What's your record, Tom?
2-5.
And how many teams are in your league?
12. I lead the league in points against.
Of course, that's happening 25%. To a lot of people. Listen, there's nothing you can do about that. That's bad luck. But
I know. There isn't anything I can do. But I mean,
you can take your bad luck and turn it into bad moves. Bad management by giving away LeSean McCoy. I would not do that, especially just for this 1 week. Eli's going to come back. You'll be fine. I don't think you should worry about the Redskins quarterbacks. You can get rid of Kirk Cousins. Either pick up – is RG3 available?
No.
No? 12-team lead. What if everyone had 3 quarterbacks? Do people in your league carry 3 quarterbacks, Tom?
Well, the reason the guy has RG3 and 2 quarterbacks is he can put 1 on IR. In other words, he's carrying 2, but he's got a freebie because RG is on IR, which doesn't count.
Well, Anthony, you want to chime in here?
Bottom line is he's not available.
Yeah. Anthony, what do you think?
You can't give up LeSean McCoy for Tony Romo. I mean, if you're getting up LeSean McCoy, you got to get someone back that's better than a Phillip Rivers or a Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I don't trust Tony Romo like that for LeSean McCoy. It is tough in the situation you're in, but if you can band-aid.
His other quarterback is Breeze. Would you do it for Breeze?
Nope.
Yeah, because Breeze isn't doing that well.
I would do it for Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I would do it for Aaron Luck, but he wouldn't do it. Okay, you answered my question. I don't want to take any more of your time. Thanks a lot.
Hoyer, Glennon, Davis, Orton. Those should be your quarterback options this week.
Okay.
All right, Tom.
Good luck, Tom.
Thanks.
You know, I would say that Tom sounds a lot like Casey Kasem, but I know Casey Kasem passed away this year.
He did. Well,
he had, like,
that we know
silky,
of.
That we know of, right, because we don't know where his body is. His wife's
we don't know
crazy.
Anything.
But
he's
Tom had a really, like, Tom had a radio voice, didn't he?
Loved it.
Much better than mine.
Damn right. No offense. Just saying.
No, none taken.
All right.
I was not even mad. I'm impressed. Tom can call back anytime.
Just call and talk to us.
Thank you, Robert.
Not even about football. We don't care. Just call and talk to us.
Give me the countdown. And number 5 coming at you. Russ in New York City, our good friend Russell, 12-team PPR league. Hello, Russ.
Hello, my friend. How are you boys doing today?
I see that before you made a trade, you asked our advice. That was good.
Well, I did it this time. And
I know.
You also saw me crowing on Twitter about how happy I was with Tate this week after he put up like a 35 in a PPR.
I know. That was nice.
Basically got me to 6-1. And, you know, I see a little disharmony in the Bears locker room. So, whatever. Sometimes you got to cut bait and move on, especially since Cutler's my QB. So,
there you go.
But anyway, so Anthony was helping me with a deal today, and I feel like I pulled off another little bit of a coup. And just a lesson to the folks out there, when you sense that guys are panicking or scrambling a little bit, you can maybe take a little bit of advantage of them with a trade. So I had gotten Trey Mason and Denard last week off the waiver wire. And I figured, you know, if I solve the problem at running back with one of those two guys, then maybe I could shift one of the other ones. So this guy was really after Trey because he had made a deal for Fred Jackson.
Oh.
So when Fred Jackson went down, he was panicking at running back. He was totally putting a high premium on Trey. And I basically gave him Gronk and Trey for Olsen and Odell Beckham Jr.
Nice.
So now I have a plethora of wide receivers. I have Demaryius. I have Golden Tate. I have Kelvin Benjamin. I have Odell Beckham Jr., and I have Allen Robinson, who's always just been a panic stash on the bench. And I have Josh Gordon.
Okay.
So what I'm really looking to do is maybe look around the league and upgrade a running back. What do you think of going after McKinnon and maybe shipping like a Kelvin Benjamin or for like a McKinnon and maybe like a wire spot? Because I'm last on the wire because I'm 6-1.
Kelvin Benjamin is like – he's a wide receiver 2 to me. I'm not going to give up a wide receiver 2 for a flex. If you're going to give up Benjamin, see, it's I'm really feeling Lamar Miller lately. I don't know why, but I just am.
Yeah, I like him too. I just don't know what you know what's crazy, and I bet you guys have seen it too. Like running back has got so thin.
It's nuts. Like Brandon Oliver, Lamar Miller, and Joique Bell. Maybe even Ronnie Hillman or Rashad Jennings.
I have Joique.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, similar to Anthony, what's gotten me to scramble a little bit is I have Rashad Jennings.
Oh, you have Rashad Jennings.
I have Rashad. So, I mean, this week I'm going to start Joique and I'm going to start Shoelace. But, you know, what's been covering up for it is that I've got these wide receivers that are just going off.
So why don't you just – Odell Beckham's your fourth wide receiver?
Yeah. And then Robinson is the fifth, and Josh Gordon's just waiting in the wings for the playoffs.
You can start only three of them, or can you start fourth in the flex?
I can do two wide receivers, one in the flex. Let me ask you this. What do you think about Benny Cunningham? I hate to say it since I just shipped Trey, but in a PPR, like you said, he's going to come in and vulture all the passing downs and the touchdowns and some touchdowns.
Yeah, in a PPR, he's not bad, but in the PPR, he's good. He's good, but I'm not giving up Kelvin Benjamin for anyone that's outside my top 20 on the rest of the way rankings. So you're looking at Ben Tate, Lamar Miller, Brandon Oliver, Ronnie Hillman, Rashad Jennings. If you want to get Benny Cunningham, then give up. You're not gonna be able to do that for Allen Robinson, but that's what I would do.
Let me see if I could do something for Lamar Miller. Let me poke around and see what I can do.
I would try Lamar Miller, but I'm not giving up Benjamin for Cunningham.
I mean, maybe I don't have to do anything. I mean, are you comfortable with me starting Joique and Shoelace, RB1 and RB2 this week?
No, because even when Rashad Jennings comes back, it doesn't give you a true number one.
Right. Well, I've always, and that goes back to, like, some of the stuff we talked about in the draft season, which was, like, I wasn't going to say I'm a zero RB guy, but I was, we went back and forth a lot.
Yeah,
and I put the premium on the wide receivers, so that's why it puts me, you know, kind of behind the eight ball with the running back, and you know, so that's where I find myself. But you know, if Demaryius keeps throwing up 35s, I guess we don't really have to worry about too much.
I mean, Demaryius is he's crazy. The next 3 weeks for Denard Robinson not that bad. Miami, Cincinnati, and Dallas. The problem is, I think Kelvin Benjamin's too consistent to give up for an inconsistent guy like Benny Cunningham. I guess that's my biggest problem.
I totally hear you on that. And, you know, what got me thinking about shipping Kelvin is now I have Greg Olsen. So it's like, you know, do you really want to trot out, like, the number one and the number two option in the Carolina offense on a weekly basis? You know, I mean, I guess I can play matchups and stuff, but, I mean, they've both been producing.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like you do need a running back, but I wouldn't make a trade just to make one. Anthony, okay. Where do you chime in here? Do you like Kelvin Benjamin as much as I do?
I like him, but now that I know you have Greg Olsen as well, I'd rather have Greg Olsen on my team than Kelvin Benjamin as far as a Panther goes. I just think Greg Olsen's a bigger part of that offense. getting more targets. I just like Greg Olsen over Kelvin Benjamin in that respect. But like Bill said, you don't need to just make a trade. But I'm trying to work out something for Lamar Miller in my own league because I like what he's doing. I like his schedule coming up. He's one of the most consistent running backs right now in football, and consistency was going to win you a championship. So if you're trying to give up Kelvin Benjamin, Lamar Miller would be my first target if I'm going after someone.
You're awesome. I didn't even think about it. Let me go track down that owner and see if he has needs. And I won't take up all the airtime, but guys, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you always being there on Twitter. And Kevin even popped in with a Twitter answer last week on Gronk status. So shout out to Kev.
Kevin, youth of America, buddy. They love you.
I thought so.
Oh, man. Take it easy, Russell.
Kevin, we got to take a break?
Let's do some emails.
Okay.
We have so many.
All right. Let's do some emails. Our good friend Higgins in Seattle still Higgins. Does not just ring a bell. Hi, guys. Three-game skid. I bounced back this week. No thanks to Andy Dalton. Big thanks to Shane Breen. Two questions for a standard league. Should I drop Reggie Bush for Ronnie Hillman or Darren Sproles?
Man.
Do it for Hillman. I guess he's in a shallow league. If Hillman's out there and he has no problem
Sproles,
with Bush,
yeah, definitely.
Any new guy waiver pickups this week? Drop Shorts, Cecil Shorts for Josh Gordon, Malcolm Floyd, Brandon LaFell. I would pick up Josh Gordon.
Hell yeah. Josh Gordon should be on someone's roster right now. If Josh Gordon's a free agent in any of your leagues, pick him up because in the next couple of weeks he's going to be back, and he's coming back with a vengeance. Don't you worry. He's all right. He'll be jump right back in that offense and be putting up numbers.
Next email is from Sean. Hi, guys. I'm in a 12-team PPR league. We bid for free agents, $1,000 budget, and it goes Wednesday night. Who would be your better pickup this week, Anthony Dixon or Bryce Brown? Right now he's bidding $100 on both of them, but I would like to know who I should focus on. Well, the problem is we don't know how much of that $1,000 budget he has remaining. It's always good to give us a little bit of context, like how much did Ronnie Hillman go for? Did he go for $200, 20% of your budget? I think $100 should be fine, but I don't know, you know, I don't know. We don't know what else he has, what else his opponents have. That's the problem with guessing on the fab.
Yeah, it's tough. When you have a fab budget, you kind of just got to let us know a similar
as
guy.
As much detail as possible.
It's a lot easier for us. But yeah, $100, if that doesn't do it, I'll be shocked.
It actually sounds a little light to me.
I don't know if I could use $100 on either one of those guys in Buffalo personally. So too rich for my blood. But if you really need a running back that bad and they're the best option, you're going to have to take a chance and you might have to spend a little more than you want. But if you want them and you need them, going to have to do what you got to do.
You know what it is? Like, I guess I'm only looking at it as he's spending $100, but he's really not. He's spending $200 because he's trying to get
both
of them.
Yeah.
So let's just go after one of them and only spend $100. How about
that? You're going to give yourself a headache if you have both of them on your team. Then who do I play? You're not playing both of those guys every week, so you're going to give yourself an even bigger headache and waste more money. So it's not worth it. Go after one and put up a $130 or $140 instead of $200 total.
Josh in Connecticut has a question about Josh Gordon. He writes in, I picked up Josh Gordon in one of my leagues because he's going to be able to play week 10. What are your thoughts on picking up Ray Rice since he's likely to be reinstated in mid-November? As always, you guys are the truth. Ray Rice situation, we don't know if he's going to be reinstated. I think the league is meeting with his representatives to decide if he's going to get reinstated.
Sometime in that first week in November, I believe, is when it said Ray Rice is going to meet with the league and see what's going on.
Right.
So
that's not to say he's getting reinstated that week. And that being said, he still needs to land on the team. Like, he's a free agent right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not going crazy for Ray Rice. We'll wait until that situation gets here.
Yeah, I'm not touching him.
Two waiver questions from our boy Andrew in Cali. Kaepernick on his bye. What quarterback should I pick up? Tannehill, Dalton, or Derek Carr?
I like Ryan Tannehill this week.
I do too.
Jaguars, Andy Dalton not looking good. If AJ Green's not playing again, I definitely hate Andy Dalton. So Ryan Tannehill's the guy I'm picking up.
Tannehill, three straight games with two touchdowns.
Yeah, Tannehill.
He's solid. He's
a quiet, solid quarterback. No one really talks about him, but he's playing solid this year. So I'm not complaining. I like him this week.
For the tight end spot, should he pick up Charles Clay, Clay Harbor, Kobe Fleener, or stick with Jermaine Gresham?
I like what I'm seeing out of Charles Clay. He's
looking
better.
It's about time.
every week. Yeah, Charles Clay, one of the guys we loved as a sleeper this year, starting to turn it around. I'm going to try to scoop up Charles Clay in my leagues and keep him on my bench. Love him. Pick up Charles Clay if you can.
Lane in St. Louis. I had a feeling that Demaryius Thomas and Jordy Nelson were going to have a big year. Now it looked like those boys are carrying me to the playoffs. So congratulations, Lane. That's awesome. You got both of them.
Nice couple
of
pickups. Yeah.
There you go. Keenan, our boy Keenan. I just discovered you guys this year. I wanted to say thanks for all your fantasy advice. I am now 7-0 in my league. Ooh. Thanks to you guys.
Love
also,
it.
Also, I played DraftKings for the first time last week because I hear you guys talk about it all the time. I entered a $2 contest and won almost $70.
All right.
What kind of a contest is that? That sounds like a good odds. $2 to win 70?
Love it.
It's like hitting on a roulette.
It's wonderful.
Right?
$2
on a $2 on a roulette number.
What are they, 36 to 1? So,
Yeah, 35 to 1, I think.
Love it.
Good job, Keenan. Good for you. Thank you for listening, and I'm glad you're off to a good start. Big shooter in the house with a couple questions. 85 degrees in the Valley of the Sun. It's cold and rainy where I am. I don't know about you guys.
It's not pretty out there right now. Definitely too cold for me.
Gives up a 12-team PPR league. He wants to trade Eli Manning and Mike Wallace for Philip Rivers and Brandon LaFell.
Well, looking
he
at
currently has
guy,
Demaryius Thomas, Randall Cobb, and Mike Wallace as his number three. Now, I don't know how many wide receivers he starts. I do have a problem with LaFell being his number three, but I love the upgrade at quarterback.
Yeah, a huge upgrade at quarterback. If you're only starting two wide receivers and you can start a running back in your flex, love it for sure. Even if you're using Brandon LaFell instead of Mike Wallace, I think you're still getting a huge upgrade at quarterback, so it might end up being worth it in the end. I like it.
His running backs need help. I'm looking at his running backs right now. He's got Monte Ball and Zach Stacy. He needs help there.
He's got two defenses, though, so he can definitely drop one of those guys. Pick up another running back or receiver, and same thing. You got Brandon LaFell. If you see someone better out on there on the waiver wire, then you can pick somebody else up. But Zach Stacy can definitely go off your team right now, and you can pick up someone better, hopefully.
Next email is from our boy Nate G and KC. Should I give up Cutler? I'm currently 2-5. Need to win from here on out. Cutler is my only quarterback and has been disappointing. Not spectacular. Ryan Tannehill is available. After seeing what he did this week, is he a good choice? Also, Carson Palmer, Geno Smith, Kyle Orton, Colt McCoy, and Andy Dalton is available. Which should I choose? Jay Cutler is my number 15th ranked quarterback this week. Ryan Tannehill is number 13. That being said, Cutler, long-term, a little bit better. This week, Tannehill better.
This week, definitely Tannehill. How do you feel about Carson Palmer, you know, going the rest of the way? Do you like him over Cutler the rest of the way or no?
I do like Cutler, but not more. I mean, I'm sorry. I do like Palmer, but not more than Cutler. Cutler might have the best weapons in the league. Like, it's the Broncos, it's the Packers, and it might be the Bears, number three. Like, they are serious, serious playmakers on that team. Marshall, Alshon, Martellus Bennett, and Forte. I mean, no wonder why Brandon Marshall went off this weekend. It's because of Jay Cutler that the Bears are not winning games. With those weapons alone, I mean, he should be getting 20 fantasy points a week.
Yeah, there's no excuse for Jay Cutler. I know he was a guy a lot of people thought he was going to be one of those sneaky pickups late for a quarterback, and he can help carry your team. You got those guys every year, but like you said, Jay Cutler, by far, he is on a top five offense, if not a top three, with the weapons he has around him. Potentially the best running back in the league right now, Matt Forte. Two stud wide receivers, a tight end who's stepping up in Martellus Bennett. Jay Cutler should be playing a lot better than he is, so I definitely understand the frustration with people who own him.
Let's jump back to the phone lines. Nick is in a 10-team league. Hello, Nick. Nicholas. Captain Nick. How you doing, pal?
Pretty good. How are your guys' weekends?
It's doing good, man. What do you got for us today?
All right. Well, I'm opposite of you guys. I lost Jackson instead of Spiller. So, I mean, you know, you guys were talking about earlier how the Bills don't have the best matchups going forward, but Denard Robinson and Darren McFadden are basically my only other options. So what do you suggest?
Denard Robinson or Darren McFadden, huh? McFadden has a great matchup this weekend against the Browns. I mean, that's where Denard Robinson did all his damage, was against the Browns. The Jags are playing the Dolphins. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think I might go McFadden over Robinson.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, the matchup makes sense. And you know, Jackson is going to be out for, I guess, a month. Yeah, so, yeah. All right. I mean, I've got Evans as well that I might be able to plug. I mean, Jackson is my flex, so I don't know. I'll see what I can do. But, yeah, that matchup does look good now that you mention it.
Yeah, the matchup this weekend is great for Darren McFadden. I don't think it's going to get much better all year.
All right, yeah, and he did score a touchdown this past weekend. So
he did.
That's true. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Nick, take care to you. I don't think I've ever suggested picking up Darren McFadden before.
Yeah, that's a first in this show. But you know what? Yeah. Darren McFadden, outside of week one, if you're in a PPR league, he scored double digits every single week outside of week one against the Jets. So, you know, PPR league, he could be a sneaky pickup. And, you know, if you need someone in the flex, he's useful, I think, now for a few weeks until he proves us otherwise or gets hurt, which will probably happen at some point.
Let's go to our friend Neil in Pennsylvania. He's in a keeper league. He wants to trade Giovanni Bernard and Calvin Johnson for next year's first-round pick. Now, he says, just some quick info on my league. First and second-round picks you keep for 3 seasons with an option to keep them for a max of 4 years. I took Gio in the first round last year, so it's not a rookie-only draft. So I'd have him for this year, next year, and an option to keep him the year after that. I've had Calvin for the last 4 seasons and lose him at the end of this season. He goes back to the draft pool. I don't know who's going to be available. I don't know who you can get in that first round.
Yeah, if you got a keeper league, it's really tough because a lot of times most of these leagues don't make you tell people who your keeper is until close to the draft. So that's really tough. I'm not giving up Giovanni Bernard.
And
if
Calvin.
If I got him for 2 more years. Again, Calvin Johnson off your team after this year, I'm okay with that. But Giovanni Bernard, you got at least for another year or two if you want him. You can't give up on him after one bad game.
Especially because you might get killed by the team players in your league because you're giving them you're giving up Calvin and Gio this year, and you're making whoever gets that those players, like, incredible.
Yeah, and whoever gets Gio, like we said, that's another 2 years that they're going to have Gio.
I can't do that.
Because you don't know who's going to be there in that first pick. If it's someone, a stud, maybe you think about it, but if you know you're not getting a guy that's putting up Le'Veon-type Bell numbers this year, you know, 22, 23 a game, not worth it.
Another question from Big Shooter, Chandler Catanzaro or Cody Parkey?
I guess the Eagles are a little bit better of an offense. It's kind of a toss-up, I guess, but Catanzaro from Arizona, I picked him up like week 3, and I'm riding with him. He's put up double digits every week except for one, I think, this year, so I like what he's doing in the desert.
Every week, I get questions from either the FFCPI or the rest of the way rankings on FFChamps.com, and it's always Big Shooter who asks, like, 15, 16, and 17. Like, I know he just does it to irritate me. I just know he does. Like, because they are ranked literally 15 and 16 on our rest of the way rankings. Like, you have to get that specific for a kicker question on the rest of the way. Like, like he does it to right? It's got to be.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, kicking in the desert, warm weather, got some domes coming up for Catanzaro. I like him the rest of the way over Parkey, personally.
Fabrizio chimes in. Hello, Paisans. 14-team PPR league. Would you trade Joik Bell for Pierre Garçon for T.Y. Hilton? Joik Bell and Pierre Garçon for T.Y. Hilton.
14-team PPR.
He's giving up Joik Bell.
And Pierre Garçon for T.Y.
Yeah, I would not do that.
I wouldn't either. Look, T.Y. looked good the last couple of weeks, but he's just not a guy that consistently does it. He's got boomer bust type games. Pierre Garçon might be turning a little bit of a corner, but Joik Bell is going to be the guy for the running backs in Detroit from now on, I think.
Now, he has Ben Roethlisberger and Alex Smith as his quarterbacks. Remember, it's a 14-team league. If he's going to give up Joik Bell, who really is his number 3 or 4 running back, he's got Le'Veon, Andre Ellington, Justin Forsett. If he's going to give up Troy Bell, try to get a better quarterback.
Yeah, that's what you need to upgrade the most. You got Demaryius Thomas, Pierre Garçon. I mean, you got decent players all over the place. Travis Kelce, Jordan Reed. Decent players everywhere. If you can upgrade your quarterback, I think you got a very, very solid team, especially in a 14-team league.
How are we doing on time, Kevin?
Still okay. We started a few minutes late.
Well, we got six more questions left. We'll get to them quick. Brian in Vermont. Hate to take anyone to school, but the dwarf is Gildor. Devices. Oh, he's talking about the. He's talking about the He-Man. Yes. Finally, yes. I'm glad someone chimed in. Yes, Gildor or Gwildor, whatever his name was. Yes, that is the dwarf, and he wasn't a dwarf. He was more of like a.
A hat with eyes, wasn't that? Is that who we're talking about?
But what are they called in the? Like more like a hobbit.
Okay.
Or like an elf.
Yeah.
More like a hobbit elf. And the device is the cosmic key. Yes. And the female in it was a young Courtney Cox. Hell yeah. Good job, Brian in Texas. And Brian, Dolph Lundgren was born to be He-Man. Absolutely. One of my favorite movies, man. That, as a, you know, growing up. Not now, but. yes, the Gildor, or, yeah, I think it was Gildor. And the device was the cosmic key. Yes.
That was it.
But it does sound like that noise that we get the feedback from the phones. That's the noise it sounds like. So Brian in Vermont is not only a fantasy football fan, but he's also a fan of good 80s action movies.
Good looks, Brian.
Good job, Brian. Todd in Jacksonville, I believe we already got to his question. Did anyone take his phone call? Running backs Bell and Bell, Sproles, Bradshaw.
Yeah, the LeGarrette Blount situation.
That was a LeGarrette Blount situation. We already got to that, right?
Got it.
And we told him to go with the Dolphins defense. Yes, we already got to that.
Miami.
Colonial Laundromat chiming in. I don't have a name here. Hey, FF Champs, would you drop Andre Williams to add either Darren McFadden, Anthony Dixon, or Trey Mason? Trey Mason 1, McFadden 2, Dixon 3. Anthony, you okay with that?
I like that order for sure this week.
If yes, what order would it be? We just gave it to you.
1, 2, 3.
Mason, McFadden, Dixon.
Do it.
Next, do I drop either Andre Holmes or Cecil Shorts, and he would be picking up Bo, Allen Robinson, Mike Evans, Greg Jennings, or Devonta Adams? Mike Evans, I'm surprised he's available. I would absolutely drop Cecil Shorts for him. I was kind of big on Andre Holmes. I thought he would be a boom or bust type player every week, and it seems like that's what he's going to be. But I'm not giving up on him yet. Devonta Adams or Mike Evans, who would you go with?
I'm picking up Devonta Adams personally. I like him a lot. You got Aaron Rodgers is clicking on all cylinders now, and unless he gets hurt, he's not slowing down. Devonta Adams seems to be good to get in the end zone virtually every week as well. Not a lot of catches necessarily, but, you know, the last couple of weeks, he's increasing his production as time goes on. He's going to be the third look for Aaron Rodgers, so I like Devonta Adams a lot the rest of the way this year.
All right, so that was for the Colonial Village Laundromat. And, yes, drop Cecil Shorts, go with Devonta Adams. We have a very long time, what does he say here? Your long time, very appreciated FF Champs member. My 10-team non-PBR redraft team is magically 6-1 despite losing Adrian Peterson. He needs some running back help, doesn't know who to drop. He has Chris Ivory, Rashad Jennings, Andre Williams, Jeremy Hill, Isaiah Crowell, Devonta Adams, Beckham, Gronk, and Kelsey. Aaron Rodgers and Cam. Out of those guys, who should he drop? Andre Williams or Kelsey, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
He's got Gronk.
Andre Williams, I think, isn't a bad drop because you don't have Jennings. He'll probably be back.
No, he has Jennings.
Oh, does he have Jennings? Oh, yeah, he does. Jennings. Okay. Kelsey, then. You got a solid tight end right now, and hopefully in a 10-team league you can pick up someone like Kelsey or another player like him if Gronk gets hurt.
All right, well, he's number 6 on the waiver wire, and he only lists 5 players here. Trey Mason, Denard Robinson, Bryce Brown, Benny Cunningham, or Dixon. Who do we like the best? And then I guess let's rank them.
I'm going to go Trey Mason for my first pickup. I like him the most. And then I'm going to go Denard Robinson.
Agree.
Outside of those two guys, for Bryce Brown, Cunningham, or Dixon, I don't think I'm going to use a waiver wire to pick them up. I'll just wait to see if they drop to free agency.
Yeah, and I might not drop Kelsey for them either.
Yeah, agreed. If they go into free agency, then obviously they're going to be there to pick up later on the week if you need them. But Kelsey, I'm okay giving him up for Mason or Robinson. Outside of that, I'm not giving him up for one of those three guys.
Yeah, if anything, I guess it's I don't even know if he's in a PPR league.
Non-PPR,
it says. Non-PPR. So it's not Benny Cunningham.
Definitely
split
not.
Flip a coin on Dixon or Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, Leon chimes in. I have Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco. Should I pick up Ryan Tannehill? Drop Flacco to start this week. Yeah, I can't go with Tannehill over. I guess. Well, actually, yes, I am. I have Ryan Tannehill ranked 13. Matt Ryan ranked 14. Joe Flacco ranked 16. So yeah, I guess just this week. It's not an every week thing though, but this week it's the matchup certainly there. Ryan Tannehill is my number 13th overall quarterback.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, very tough matchup against the Detroit Lions over in jolly old London at 9:30 a.m.
Sure, did he drop Jordan Matthews for Andrew Hawkins?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, PPR.
In the
I'm fine
PPR?
With that. Yeah. I have no problem with that at all.
I'm trying to see where we have Matthews ranked on the rest of the way rankings here.
Jordan Matthews. Like I said, I think Zach Ertz gets a little bit more involved in that offense now. It looks like he's turning things around. They're going to have to throw the ball a little bit more. Shady McCoy's still getting – I know a lot of people are frustrated with him, but his offensive line is decimated slowly over these next couple of weeks. They're going to be coming back, so don't panic on Shady McCoy. He'll be better. No Darren Sproles for at least a week or two. He's going to get a lot more touches, so I like that. Jordan Matthews is still like the fifth look on that team right now.
Last question of the day goes for a defensive question. Texans at Titans or Cowboys versus Colt McCoy in Dallas?
I like the Cowboys defense this weekend.
Monday night, Colt McCoy.
I can't see why it won't go well. It's Colt McCoy, like we said. The Cowboys defense is playing very well this year. Supposed to be the worst defense of all time in the NFL. Nobody knows who they are, blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you what. I don't want to have to do it, but I got to say, props to the Dallas Cowboys. Six in a row, they're looking pretty legit right now, so I like that defense against Colt McCoy over the Texans.
I'm going to go with Cowboys. I'm going to agree with you, Cowboys.
Yeah, never thought I'd be saying that this year, but I just did.
We are back on Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, you can always listen to us on demand via the Patriot mobile app, or on iTunes via the podcast, or on Patriots.com, where we are have all of our shows on demand. Start and sit on Thursday. We'll do an expanded injury report. We'll do our primetime pick'em. We'll get into some more of the game-by-game analysis. And we're going to help you guys win your DraftKings tournaments with our best buy and overpriced players for Week 8. So that's all on the Thursday show. Kevin or Anthony, you guys have anything to say before we shut down for today?
See you on Thursday.
Anthony. Can't wait. Thursday's coming fast. Cannot wait for it. A lot of fun stuff to get to. So talk to everybody Thursday.
Can't wait. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. See you on Thursday.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.